Hey, Survivor! Welcome to episode 73 of the Vibrant Survivor podcast. How has the narcissist taken things too far with you? What have you done? What will you do? Let's talk about it after a 4-4-8 breathing exercise, if you'd like. We're going to inhale for 4, hold for 4, and with pursed lips, exhale for 8. Ready? Inhale, 2, 3, 4, hold, 2, 3, 4, exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. What does that feel like? Grab your notebook and pen. And let's dig in. Hey, Survivor. Welcome to the Vibrant Survivor podcast. Do you want to disconnect from a narcissistic or toxic situation and heal? Are you Googling how to identify a narcissist, narcissistic abuse, and boundaries? Are you feeling stressed and lonely while trying to avoid being sucked back in and lied to again? Hey, I'm Leslie. As a busy wife and mom, I fell for the lies and manipulations of narcissists. I wasted my time, talents, and money on users who kept moving the goalposts. I wanted real relationships and business opportunities and to enjoy life with my family. Instead, I struggled with anxiety, panic attacks, and insomnia, and I couldn't trust my body or anybody until I took a holistic approach to healing. In this podcast, you'll find tips for healthy living, trauma healing, and boundaries so that you'll have the freedom, confidence, and inner peace to respond, not react, after narcissistic abuse. Take a deep breath in, let it out slowly. Just relax, this time's for you. Hey, Survivor, do you want to heal after narcissistic abuse? Come and join me in a closure coaching session. This is a 1-hour, one-on-one coaching call that's going to help you disconnect from dysfunction, create your own closure, and begin a long-lasting journey of healing, step by step. Head right now to closurecoachingsession.com. Everything is connected. Just like a smartphone will shut down when it gets overheated, executive functioning, understanding of social cues, and moral code go offline when hot brain or Hulk mode is ruling the roost. I remember getting sucked in and lied to by narcissistic line leaders who used me and others to build out their fantasy worlds in hopes of selling parcels of fantasy land to bigger, more influential audiences to get their needs met. Am I the only one? There was the alleged murderer who duped and damaged an entire community while convincing them that he was on the verge of a major TV deal. So sad, and so many lives lost and ruined. And for what? Here are 3 manipulative tactics the narcissist uses to go too far. Number 1, gaslighting galore. The narcissist manipulates their target's perception of reality using gaslighting. They may say things like, "That's not true. That never happened." Or act like everything is fine when it's actually falling apart. It's all about that perception management. This makes the narcissist target doubt their own thoughts, feelings, even memories. So, Survivor, you have to trust your gut, document your interactions and feelings, and track inconsistencies along the way. And validate your experiences. Maybe get a different perspective, an objective perspective from friends or professionals that you trust and know. Number 2, emotional roller coasters. Narcissists often employ emotional manipulation. They go back and forth between extreme highs and lows. They'll shower affection and then withdraw it abruptly and leave you spinning and spiraling. But also, they may deliver threats and engage in fear-mongering and watch while you spin and spiral out of intimidation. That's where the bullying, harassment, even stalking can come into play. This keeps the narcissist targets off balance and under control. Because after all, people are easier to control and manipulate when they're fearful. Guard your heart by establishing boundaries and sticking to them. Notice patterns of behavior over time and say no to emotional manipulation. Reframe your losses as lessons. I had to do it. Prioritize and practice building resilience, reducing your stress, sleeping, making social connections, healthy ones, and practicing mindfulness to nurture your emotional well-being. Number 3, boundary breaches. Not breaches, but breaches. Narcissists have a blatant disregard for personal boundaries, and they often violate other people's boundaries without any remorse whatsoever. They may invade your privacy or bait you into arguments, even physical fights, in order to feel powerful and or fill a void. Oftentimes, there is no home training, and they are acting out what was modeled for them or what's happened or is happening to them, which has nothing to do with you. Assert your boundaries clearly and consistently without guilt or explanation. No is a complete sentence. And surround yourself with a support network that respects and reinforces your boundaries. Sometimes you need your network to be healthy, but also to hold you up during times when you may not be at your best. And that's okay. There's healing power and strength in community. Let's recap 3 manipulative tactics the narcissist uses to go too far. Number 1, gaslighting galore. Number 2, emotional roller coasters. And number 3, boundary breaches. Remember, when the narcissist goes too far, you learn how and who you are. Thanks for walking this out with me, Survivor, and let me know how I can help you. Take care, and I'll talk to you soon.
If this podcast has helped you understand who and what you're dealing with, sharpen your discernment, and move forward on your healing journey, share it with another survivor. Help me help others by leaving a review for the show. And let's connect on social. Take a screenshot, share it in your IG stories, find and tag me at The Vibrant Survivor, and I'll share your post too. I look forward to connecting with you on IG and seeing you back here. You're not alone, and you're not crazy. Know who you're dealing with, know who you are. Take care, and I'll meet you back here next week. Bye-bye.